AM 1560, WBYS, the voice of Fulton County. I'm Mark Bixler, and being joined by Amanda Vandermeer. She is the theater director at Canton High School, I guess the staff member for the school district. And we want to say welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, this year you're doing maybe a little bit different of a type of play, The Crucible, which is a mystery scandal type of a play. And tell us a little bit, I guess first give us a little bit of background about yourself, and then we'll get into the play a little bit.
Okay, well, I graduated Canton High School in 2010. I was very active in the theater program and very involved in like the Fulton County Playhouse and theater in the area. So I went on to Illinois Wesleyan and got my Bachelor of Arts degree in theater arts, focusing in directing and stage management. And I always wanted to work with high schoolers. So when I came back to Canton after graduating, Lori Rood, who was the director for many years, kind of helped me in, and we teamed up as a pair. And last year I took over directing for myself.
Now, this year, as we mentioned, the play is Crucible, a mystery scandal type of a play. It goes back in history a little bit. So people will get the chance to not only watch a great play, but get a little history of what took place in pre-United States.
Absolutely. It's set in 1692 in Salem, so right before the Salem witch trials. So the language is very different. They speak in a different vocal pattern. Costumes are very specific to the time period. So it is a little bit of a step back in time. But all of these people, all of the characters in our show were real people during 1692 and were involved in the Salem witch trials. So it is a little bit of a history lesson as well.
Now, who are some of the students that will be participating in this year's play?
Well, I have 20 cast members, so to do them right off the top of my head is tough. But
kind of an unfair question, but yeah, do the best you can.
Okay, well, Brandon Mortland plays our John Proctor, our lead. His wife is played by Bella Jarvis. And Abigail Williams, sort of the instigator of everything, is Sierra Wallace. Other well-known performers would include Nathan Bobel as Deputy Governor Danforth. I have several seniors. The president of the Thespian Club is in the show. So we really brought in as many students as we could for this production. It's a large cast for a straight show.
I guess, what was it about this play that made you decide to go to do this play?
Well, I remember reading it very late at night, and I found it because it was on a list of the most produced plays in high schools in our country. And for decades, it has ranked in the top 10. So I was really curious about why that is. And I read it and I fell in love just as a theater artist. I wanted to do the show, whether it was the high school or at another theater, I wanted to do this show because the characters are so rich and the storyline is so complex. And then I learned that the students study this show as juniors at Canton High School. So I really liked the idea of bringing a cross-curricular opportunity to the high school where if they've studied it, they now get to perform it. If they haven't studied it, they get an introduction to it. And so I really thought that gave a strong opportunity to our students. Plus, we usually do comedies, and this one is definitely a drama.
Yeah, beyond the shadow of a doubt and that aspect. Tell us a little bit about the play itself.
Sure. So as I said, it's set in 1692 in Salem. The story follows John Proctor, who is a respected farmer in town, and his wife is accused of witchcraft by a servant girl who used to work for them. And there's a connection there between that servant girl, Abigail, and John Proctor, and she's using that connection against him. So when he goes to court to defend his wife and say she's innocent, she's not a witch, the tables get turned on him, and he himself is accused of witchcraft. And the final scene, we see him in jail as he is supposed to be hung the next morning.
And without, you have to read the book, basically, or come to the play.
Yes, please come to
see
the
play. That's even better. So tell us when the play will be.
November 10th and 11th. Doors will open at 7. The show will run at 7:30.
And is there a cost for coming to watch the play? I'm assuming there is. That way it helps fund the
yes,
theatrical department at the high school.
Yeah, our biggest fundraisers during the year are truly our shows. So general admission seats are $5. So everyone who comes to see the show, $5, you get to see a great show.
Now, tell us kind of what you... the direction you'd like to see the thespian department at Canton High School go?
Well, I think that the Crucible really pushes our students. It's really complex stuff. It's something that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to work on at a high school. It's rich. It's a little risque. It's important work. And I like that our students are learning They have to learn a lot of new acting techniques to tackle that content. So I like finding those sorts of shows that can really push them while at the same time, it's a big name. A lot of people know The Crucible. It's canonical. So I like where this show is taking us in our program.
And it will be taking place in the Canton High School Auditorium.
Yes, sir.
And as you mentioned, on November 10th and the 11th, we're talking with Amanda Vandermeer. She's the theater director at Canton High School. And Amanda, you mentioned the fact that a lot of times comedies have been the plays that have been gone with, and you mentioned this obviously pushes the envelope a little bit, stretches the young ladies and the young men's that are participating. And one thing, our friends at the Canton Daily Ledger, Larry Eskridge, he'll do a review, and that's a big deal, actually. And the students think it's a big deal, too.
Absolutely. We look forward to having Mr. Eskridge in our space every year. He's already done a preview for us. He came in and interviewed our cast and did a lovely preview for us, and then he'll come in and the review will be in the paper for our opening. So we look forward to that. And he uses those for the Eskridge Awards as well, where he looks at all the area schools and kind of gives out awards for best performances. And the students always look forward to that as well.
Now, what are some plays that, and I know that we've got a long way down the road before the next play, but what's some of the things that maybe you'd like to do in the future?
Oh, goodness. I tend to kind of not say that too much because then the kids get set on.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah.
But right now we're in the midst of trying to choose our musical for this year. So that's next on our agenda. Then I'll worry about next year's show.
And musicals, when I was in school, I didn't go here, but I went to a school in West Central Ohio. And our school, basically, the theatrical division did the plays like this, similar to this, and then our vocal music department, we had a spring concert that we did small snippets from musicals, and that was a segment of our basically a two-hour show. There was about a half an hour to 45 minutes devoted to a musical like South Pacific or Oklahoma or The Sound of Music, which we did my senior year. But that it's good that the musical department and the thespian club or thespian department work together.
Absolutely. I love working with Tony Militello. He was my teacher for 3 of my 4 years at Canton High School, and now I've had the chance to come back and work with him as vocal director and technical director on the shows, and he does wonderful work with our students.
Now, kind of recap what will be taking place here coming up in a week or two.
Sure. So The Crucible by Arthur Miller is being performed by the Canton High School Thespian Club in the Canton High School Auditorium on November 10th and 11th at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7. Tickets are $5 for general admission seating.
And that's at the Canton High School Auditorium. And Amanda, we appreciate your stopping in and talking with us. And hopefully you'll get a nice size audience. I know when I've driven by periodically, if I haven't attended, Always a good crowd.
Yeah, and we appreciate the support of our community so much. So we look forward to having everyone here for the Crucible.
Amanda Vandermeer has been our guest here on Tuned In. I'm Mark Mixler, and that'll do it for this edition of Tuned In.